This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Jody Beznoska, Vice President for Communications at Walton Arts Center. It's mid-March.
Yes, it's mid-March, almost the Ides of March.
Which is the
15th. Yes.
And that is when Caesar was stabbed.
Yes. I had an economics professor who was once convinced that no one in his economics class knew what the Ides of March was. Mm. And we all did. So we're okay.
Okay.
So we are at the middle of March, and we are heading into a pretty busy week. We start this Saturday at 8 p.m. at Walton Arts Center with The Mikado, New York Gilbert and Sullivan Players production of The Mikado with a full orchestra. Very funny, funny story. The love triangle of Yum Yum and I can't remember the other names, but they just make me giggle. But lots of fun. And I realized that the familiar song that a lot of people will remember from this one is the song Three Little Maids from School. So that when I read that, I went, okay, yeah, that's the song everybody knows. So that's The Mikado on Saturday at 8 p.m. And then on Monday at 7 p.m. at the Arend Art Center in Bentonville, we will have the Harvard Glee Club as part of the 10 by 10 art series. So make sure everyone who's coming to this one, make sure you're going to Bentonville and you're not coming to the Walton Art Center in Fayetteville because there won't be anybody there. But this is a 7 o'clock show, and the Harvard Glee Club is, you know, one of the most renowned glee clubs in the country. I think there's something like 60 of them in the group. And we will have, just like we do with all of our 10 by 10 shows, we'll have a pre-show conversation with Laura Goodwin, our VP of Learning and Engagement, and the choral director of the Glee Club. So they will talk about the music that they'll be singing that night, the history of the Harvard Glee Club, and the art form of Glee and the choral work. So that will be fun. That will be at 6 o'clock. The show is at 7. And then, as normal, we'll have a little post-show gathering in the lobby where we hope that the club will come out and talk to us. And so, again, that's 7 o'clock Monday. Tickets for that are only $10. That's part of the 10 by 10 art series. So that's at the Arend Art Center, which is on the campus of the Bentonville High School in Bentonville. And then we have a couple of days off. We will have, at the Arts Center, we'll have kids coming in to see some shows on our classroom series. But for the public, the next show will be the opening concert of the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas on the 17th.
St. Patrick's Day.
That's right, St. Patrick's Day. They will play Mendelssohn, Brahms, a piece by a man named Pellman, and they'll have some other little musical surprises in the show. But this is their first new concert under their new music director. We've talked about them quite a bit, but it's very exciting. The tickets are very affordable. They start at $15, and I think this is going to be a pretty exciting moment for people who love classical and symphonic music in the region, because Paul Haas is a really new and interesting conductor, and he is out to convince people that classical music is not dying and that it is very much alive and very vibrant. And so I think people are really going to respond to him, and he's going to bring music out of this group that is going to be of a level that people are not expecting. So that is Thursday at 7 p.m., and that's on the Walton Arts Center stage, of course. Then Friday, we move from classical music to Pink Floyd. We have the Pink Floyd experience.
That doesn't seem like that big a leap,
actually.
No, I
don't think it is.
They're both sort of orchestral in nature.
Yep, and big and bold and, you know, at the top of their game.
Yeah.
So this is called the Pink Floyd experience. They will do Animals live. That's the album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And big show, lots of lights, lots of electronics, lots of spectacle to this one. That one's selling pretty quickly. So if you're a Pink Floyd fan and you want to come, I'd get your tickets now, waltonartscenter.org or 443-5600. Then Saturday the 19th at 8 p.m. is Arlo Guthrie's return. Mm-hmm. He's doing the Journey On show, and he will be with the Burns Sisters, which are vocalists from New York. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that. Arlo Guthrie was here 2 or 3 years ago, and he's sort of beloved with our audiences. And so that's the 19th at 8 p.m. Then the following weekend, mark your calendars. On the 26th is the Julian Lage Group in the Starlight Jazz Club in our Star Theater. And then looking ahead another couple weeks after spring break is over and heading towards the end of March, everyone should get 100 Years of Broadway on your calendar. This is on our Broadway season. We're running a full week of this, but it's different. It's not a fully mounted Broadway show. It is 5 singers who have been in everything from Cats to Mamma Mia to Phantom of the Opera to Jekyll and Hyde, and they do a cabaret sort of show where they sing songs from the history of Broadway, and they're going to do everything from old-timey stuff to modern current shows. I saw this when they did it in Fort Smith a couple years back, and they did, you know, Oklahoma, and they did Wicked. So it's a lot of fun. It's a different experience, and if you like Broadway, this is a good show for you because it will just allow you to sort of take a nostalgic look at the genre and see some pretty big stars who with serious pipes with really great voices. So that starts on March 29th and runs through April 3rd. And all of these are available on our brand new WaltonArtsCenter.org website. And you can call our box office at 443-5600 for tickets.
Jody, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.